social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Censorship, force of air. Fuck them back, it's only for they bomb. They shoot, they kill, they massacre brain. They burn the kids, no one makes gun. Trees, lime, to your face, fight. Buying time, killing people next in line. Lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. See their shit, force a bear. Fuck them back, it's only fair. They bomb, they shoot, they kill. They massacre brain, they burn the kids. No one makes gun, trees, lie. To your face, fight, and die. Cause God forgives. Yeah.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat right here on my favorite network, UCY.TV. And I'm your host for the next hour. It is, the 16th of January. So we're halfway through that. And the world just keeps getting weirder, doesn't it? Let me see if I can get the right browser open here. So we had this little problem here in Canada-stan. An 11-year-old Muslim woman. Well, I guess they are women at 11 because Muhammad was marrying a 9-year-old. So I guess this is 11. You're getting on to middle age in the Muslim world or the Muhammad land. And so this little girl says that somebody with a pair of scissors made two attempts first time, then I think it was 10 minutes later, tried to cut off her hijab again on her way to school or something. Now, they presented this little girl in front of the microphones at the school, and tears were flowing, and mummy was there, and big hoo-ha, and then police were called, I guess, and investigation started. And then it got somehow to the Politico, and then it got to the international news, and turns out it's all a fraud. But this whole thing's a fraud. The government, from everywhere in this country, every level of government in this country, is attempting to pull the wool over the people's eyes. And finally, people are beginning to semi-wake up. They don't really get a lot of it, but they are getting ticked off. And that's a good thing. So what I'm proposing is that you white Europeans, especially here in Canada, pull a reversal on these clowns. What I would like to see the European people do is do the same thing. See what kind of response you get when you say that a Muslim was trying to cut your toque off or your hood or whatever. And see how that flies. Report that to the police and see how that flies. See if the media picks it up. See if the politicians jump on board. Oh my God, what happened to the white European stock? some Muslim is trying to cut their toque off. And, you know, the hijab may be some kind of religious garment in Islam, but the toque is a Canadian icon piece of headgear. And you could say that's a religious piece of headgear, too. So you want to get out there and set this up. And I would like to see this going on from coast to coast to coast. I'd even like the Inuit to get into it. You know, some crazy Muslim in the Northwest Territories running around trying to cut the hoods off the Inuit and call that in to the authorities and see if they even respond to it. Now, having said that, we have a bit of a problem here, and you see, we have anti-Semitism, so we can't say anything negative about the Jews, and they actually have a term in etymology called Judeophobia, and then we got Islamophobia. And both the Islamic people and the Jewish people are Semitic. And one calls the killing of the animals that they eat kosher, and the other is halal. Well, they're both killed the same way. Both sects have a bad habit of child sexual abuse. There's so many commonalities. Geez, that's I finally used that word. It's like I call that UN lingo, commonalities, the globalist lingo shit. But there's so many things in common between these two groups of people. It's nuts. So I think it's time the European people stand up. Now, if we have anti-Semitic laws, which are hate laws, and we have Islamophobia laws, which are hate laws, then I think it's time that we get out with our toques and get our ladies out with toques on and get people dressed up as Muslims and do the same thing, you know, reverse it so that the European people are having their toques bothered and their hoods bothered. And I think what we'll do then is we'll get a private member's bill into the House. Call it, I don't know, instead of M103, Motion 103, I think we can do better than that. Maybe we could call it M-FUCK, the whole damn works is motion, that we the European people are taking our country back motion. You could call it European phobia. Motion F-U-C-K, the works will be known as Europhobia or European phobia. And then we're all on a level playing field because the way it is now, we have the Jews, who we can't say anything about, or we'll be nailed for hate crimes, even though the Jews have been lying to everybody since, the dawn, this Islamophobia. So we have these two minority groups who are telling us that we can't say anything, and every time anything is cooked up, the media and the politicians are going apeshit, and it's spread in the international news. Oh my God, someone tried to take scissors and cut 11-year-old girl's hijab off her freaking head when the whole thing was a set-up hoax. So there's only one way to go about this. Let's level the playing field. We need to get motion F-U-C-K, the works he is, into Parliament. And we, the European stock, have got to demand it. And, you know, if you are listening to this, by all means, get a video camera, your cell phone, video camera, whatever. Get some of your friends to dress up as Muslims or Jews, whatever your choice is. And then, you know, have one of you guys walking down the road with, you know, a hockey stick and a pair of skates over the stick with his toque on, and then let him get harassed by these so-called Muslims, these Semitic people. And then you want to videotape it. You want to get it up on YouTube. You want to send it to the police. You want to send it to the politicians. And you want to demand a level playing field. So we demand that Motion M, F-U-C-K, the works he is, gets into Parliament and becomes a motion, hopefully become a bill. Enough of this laying down to this nonsense. Enough of this duct tape in your mouth and this politically correct stupidity, which is really politically correct, is really saying, okay, you can take our country away from us, you can suicide us, you can do whatever the hell you want with us, but because of your motions and your anti-Semitic nonsense, we'll just peacefully lay down. Will you take our country away from us? Ain't going to happen, folks. So you're going to have to get up off your sorry butts and act like your forefathers did, because never forget, when your forefathers got here, three things that they didn't want anywhere near them was the Jews, the Catholics, and the lawyers. I mean, what's it take for us to understand this legal system is a Roman slave system? It's got nothing whatsoever to do with law. It's a fraud. And we're allowing these fraudsters to throw us in jail. We didn't cause any harm, allowing them to steal our money through this legal nonsense, getting them to intimidate us, getting them to force us to bow down to all these minority groups. Enough is enough. It is time to assert ourselves. But we should have fun doing it. You know, I don't know if anybody's ever seen the movie with, I'm trying to remember what it, I can't remember what the movie's called. I don't watch a lot of movies. Paul Newman was in it. It was a A or B league hockey team. And they got those three brothers to come play on the team. They were the tough guys. And it was quite hilarious. And we need to do this. I mean, we need to have some fun. Canadians have lost their funness, their jokiness, their, pulling a quick one on you kind of thing. Just get dressed up in some screwball outfit with a toque, and maybe you want to have your toboggan drag along. But let's do some Canadian winter stuff here. And then, like I said, get your friends dress up as Jews or Muslims, and have them harass and maybe try to get a hold of your toque or cut your hood off your head or whatever, off your coat, and videotape that. You know, I would like to see 100 of them a day going up till at least spring, and say, there, stick that in your face, you clowns. You call yourself the politicians. Now, even way back in the 1200s, we didn't get, because if you study it through, they held got a brain fart going on here. The hell was that thing that King John was supposed to have signed? Back in the 1200s. Anyway, it doesn't matter. They held that up as this wonderful piece of work. Whole thing's fraud. Now, what happened, though, which is important, is that the villagers in England were getting screwed over. And they figured out who was screwing them over. The lawyers. There's this book that says a lot of stuff in it, and it says in there, woe on to you lawyers who are the shysters. And so the villagers in that I mean, think about it. They got no TV. They got no internet. Most of them are illiterate. You know, working the land and making a minimal survival deal out of off the land. But they even got it. They figured out what the problem was. It was the lawyers. And the judges are lawyers. So it was the lawyers and the judges. So what did they do? They said, enough of this shit. Let's go get them. And they went after them. And apparently they killed a hell of a pile of them. And then some of them got away. And they got King John to sign whatever that was he signed. The villagers went home. And then the lawyers that they didn't, judges they didn't kill came back. Told the king that they had to go get the villagers, and the king says, I can't do it because I signed this. And they said, well, yeah, but that was signed under duress, so it's null and void. And then they went after the villagers. But way back in 1200, they got it. And then you go up to 1500s, and you have Shakespeare in one of his plays. The line is, first, not second, third, fourth, or fifth, first, kill all the lawyers. And then we go in the 1500s and we have the Reformation with Martin Luther, which absolutely kicked Rome to the ground because he's doing the same thing. He's explaining that all of these guys have sold their souls. They're all working for the wrong side, good and evil. And they're all working for the evil side. And put Rome down for a very, very long time. So 2017 was the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. So the people that came over in the Mayflower and that, they were carrying the Geneva Bible, which was footnoted, side-noted, you know, pointing the finger at the Pope, the Catholics, Rome. And that these people, the Pope was in fact not the vicar of Christ, but the bum boy of Satan. And so that's good and evil. So when the evil showed up, the lawyers, the Jews, and the Catholics, they were polite and just told them to move along. You see, but our forefathers knew how to guard the house. They knew how to stand up when they sniffed out the rot. Now, where we are now is we're in a system that is rot from top to bottom. And people have submitted to this nonsense. And people, oh, you can't say anything bad about a Jew. Well, if you screw me over, I can say whatever I want. You know, who's in charge of the media? The Jews. How do we know that? Because Rothschild told his sons, when you get to America, don't start the banks right away. Get the 25 most influential papers, get them under your control, then start the banks. Because now we can spin whatever we need to spin. Now, then they get Hollywood, the movies, and the TV, and your radio. And then we got the lawyers, who are a society unto themselves, who speak in a language that the rest of us don't understand. So in that sense, we're allowing the lawyers, which is a minority group who speaks a foreign language, who did not integrate with the rest of us and speak our language, we allowed them to get set up and rule us through their deceptions, because legalese is a jargon language, which is a language of the thieves. They've stole your freedom. They took you away from law and stuffed you into the legal system and got you to believe legal is law, which it is not. So we got to, you know, get the weasels and the foxes and the snakes out of here. I mean, when you look at the legal system, it's ludicrous. First of all, we didn't create a government here. We were given a government. And since the beginning of this so-called country, most of the rulers have been, well, lawyers, deceivers, attorneys, one who turns from one lord to the other, from good to evil. And we've allowed this evil to lead us around by the nose and write the most ridiculous rules, regulations, and we bow down to them. Excuse me there, Mr. Construction Worker. I realize it's 25 below and the wind's blowing like a bitch, but I noticed you're having a cigarette in your work truck. I realize that you bought and paid for the truck, but you did register that vehicle to the legal system, and now you have to follow whatever rules and regulations we put in. And I'm sorry, one of the rules and regulations is at 25 below or 25 above, you can't enjoy a cigarette in your own vehicle because it's not really your vehicle because you register to us. And you're not really a man because your mother registered to us and we created another entity with an all-cap name. And we have control over that because we created it. We don't have any control over you, of course, because, well, we didn't create man. But we did a little farting around, a little deception, a little sleight of hand, and we plagiarized your name, and now we've attached your name because you're not supposed to know that we say, you know, can I have your name? And you say, Jim Wilson, and they say, geez, Jim, you know, you've registered your vehicle to the state, which means you got to follow the rules, and the rules states that even though it's 25 below, if you're going to have that cigarette, you're going to have to step outside and freeze your buns off, because the way it is now, I'm obligated to give you, oh, I don't know, a $250 ticket for enjoying that cigarette for 5 minutes. Sorry, Jim, that's just the way it is. We put up with this shit. You know, we put up with this. The villagers in the 1200s wouldn't put up with this shit. But here we are in the 21st century putting up with this crap. Now imagine when that story broke about that 11-year-old kid who claimed the hijab was trying to be cut off her head a couple of times. I'm sure all these do-gooders that have been taught to be empathetic at all times for everything else but their own race and their own nation, because they've been taught that nationalism is bad, and to say anything to anybody that's a minority is bad, and we know it's bad because they made rules so that we couldn't do it. And we're basically under international law now. Conservative Prime Minister said this is the last loss of national sovereignty in 2010, and our liberal Prime Minister, not our liberal Prime Minister, we've never had a Prime Minister. The people of this country have never had a Prime Minister. They've never had any representation whatsoever because all of these politicians, when elected, take an oath to serve the Queen, which is at the top of the legal and political systems, which are both corporate. And the entity that they've got you tied to is a corporate dead fictional entity because these are the things they created. And their own, the lawyers are their own special little society. And they really don't have to deal with our rules because they're the ones making rules for us. So we are really, well, how else could you say it but stupid. We're an ignorant, dumbed down, stupid, slaved group of people. And now they're open to borders, the legal borders, are flooding us with migrants in order to take this nation down from the inside and hand it over to the globalists. And we best not allow that to happen. Because if this goes down, then it's our fault for being stupid. I mean, again, even the freaking illiterate of the 1200s got it. And we don't apparently be able to get it, which makes us dumber than the illiterate folks from the 1200s. And that's really a kick in the teeth for us. You know, what I would really like to kick up is Reformation too. I would really like to kick that up. You know, kick Rome so hard between the legs this time, you know, they'll look like, you know, they'll have two lumps out the side of their, on each side of their neck, and look like chipmunks. That's how hard you want to kick them. So they never get up again. But this idea that, you know, people say, oh, well, you know, they said I broke the law. Who said you broke the law? Well, because it's they wrote a statute. Well, statute ain't law. Okay? And they've deceived us. And now they're deceiving us with 11-year-old kids complaining about their hijab. I mean, if you were of European stock when you're 11 years old, you know, you, and it happened all the time, you know, and nobody got upset about it. Well, you get into scraps over it, but that's, you know, it's to toughen you up a little bit. But, you know, if you said now, you know, your mother wears rubber boots, all hell would break loose. You know? You know, all of the different groups of Europeans that came to this country, be they Italian or German or Scottish or English, they didn't all get along, right? You know? And they would take pot shots at each other, like, you know, hey, spaghetti boy, you know, what do you want, you sheep-eating dog? You know, and they would, you know, that was just normal. But now, if you did anything like that today, you'd get hauled up in front of the human rights. In fact, if you look at somebody crooked today, you're going to get hauled up in front of the human rights, unless you're white European. And there's really no place for you at the human rights to complain because, well, sorry, you're a white European. This is set up to put you guys down and keep you in check and make you feel guilty and make you feel fearful so that you basically politically correctly duct tape your face and instead of staring someone down, you look away. Has to stop. Has to stop pretty damn quick. You know, there's a lot of people really angry over this hijab nonsense that this kid pulled off. And I'm sure it wasn't the kid that pulled it off. It was well set up. And in order to move this idea of Islamophobia everywhere, to make Canadians look like they're Islamophobics. And I'm not Islamophobic. I'm pissed off. Okay? Because if it took the politicians and the media and the police and all this stuff to ramp up all of this phobia nonsense. So I don't even know. Normally, see, if a white guy had done this, this happened when 2 days ago, and you know, they would be in the most looked at, the most most viewed news. Now let's see if it's in here. Let's see. California mother of 13 children held captive had no idea why police were at her home. I don't know what the hell that's about. Welcome to my neighborhood. Have you heard the red terms of service? Yep, see, it's gone. Now, this happened 2 days ago. Let me see. See if I can find this here. This is how your media works. I don't see anything in here about this kid and the hijab, the hijacking of the hijab. Nope, I don't see nothing on the front page of today's Canadian, or not Canadian, the communist, Canadian, it should be the CCBC, the Canadian Communist Broadcasting Corporation. You know, they have stories in here on the most viewed in that. Some of them are on for months, but then it's negative against white people in that. But unless I'm missing it, I don't see any mention of it anywhere on this Canadian Communist Broadcasting Corporation. That's freaking amazing, man. That is absolutely amazing. Well, it is and it isn't. Okay. They put this out, got it in the international media, and poof, gone. Just like that. And these other stories. Are in here forever. This is really pathetic. But see, this is a good thing, because it'll be pissing people off. Now I want to read this one here, just because it interests me. Welcome to the neighborhood. Have you read the terms of service? This could be really good. How do you think about Privacy Day might not be the best way to deal with data collection in a smart city? Well, if you're living in a city, trust me, it ain't smart. It's stupid. Because it's a place where stupid people hang out. Because, oh, and I love these guys. I mean, this is written by a Matthew Braga, senior technology reporter. Looks like a complete dweeb. I don't know where they get these people. Although, I would. Our lieutenant governor was in town today. Who was the head of UNEP and mentored by Maura Strong. She's a globalist, and she was also the head of the international. She was the CEO of the International Nuclear Waste Program. So she's up here trying to schmooze up here. It's not like I talked to a teacher today and I said, you know, it's not about opening the trail. It's not about her talking to the students. This is an excuse to get up here so she can talk to the council, CAO, and the mayor and tell them to push the DGR, which is the Deep Geological Repository for high-level nuclear waste, just off the shore of Lake Huron, which is one of the Great Lakes. And so I'm going to have to write a story about her. I got there just a hair late, and when it was over. And everybody was coming up. I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of stupid little brainwashed kids coming out of that and headed for the buses to go out on what's really just a mud track I've been out there before, and it's only in the driest part of the summer that this thing ain't like a bog. But they're going to commemorate it or whatever as a 150 trail, even though the 150 anniversary is already over. Okay, I got trouble right here in River City by the look of it. Let's see. You there, Chris? Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Is this Ron Stevens, the greatest radio show host on air?
I don't know the guy.
Okay, sorry, wrong number.
How you doing?
Hanson Brothers.
That's the boys.
That's Slop the boys. Shot.
They were quite the boys, them guys.
Slop Shot. That's Paul Newman. He was American, was he not?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was... What's he doing in Canada? Ooh. Or what was he doing then in Canada?
I don't even know where that movie was shot.
Slop Shot.
Yeah, I would imagine it was shot in the States, not Canada.
Well, why would they do that in the States? It's our game.
Well, is anything ours anymore?
See, that's racist.
What is?
Well, it's a Canadian hockey game. And you got an American star, and it should have been a Canadian. John Candy should have been Paul Newman. That would have made it Canadian.
I just can't picture John Candy on skates on a rink.
Oh, when he was younger, you could. When he was like 12.
Yeah, 12. I was gonna say yeah. He could have laid a good hip check on somebody, that's for sure. You know. There's another one through the boards.
You know. Yeah, no, I just had to bring that up.
So what do you think about Motion FUCK to Worksius? I think we need to bring that forward, because if everybody else has a protection shield around them that you can't say anything or look at them crooked or anything else, it would only seem democratic if we all had the same deal going on. So, you know, we got to bring European phobia to the forefront. And I'm actually, when this show's over, I'm going to stuff this up on Facebook. I'll just make up one of them little meme things, and I'll call it Motion FUCK, and I just got out of Facebook jail today, and
you're going right back in.
And I should be back in within a half hour after the show is over. Freaking ludicrous!
Read it while you can.
Yeah, no, I'm going to put this forward, and I'm going to tell the people, because you know, I got a lot of people hooked up to my Facebook, and a lot of people are really getting ticked off. So, and a lot of people really hate that O3 crap. So, seeing as you know, they're trying to make us look bad, then I think I would just love it. I would just love to see Facebook or YouTube flooded with videos. I think the humor on that is just fantastic. You know, guy's walking down the street with his toque and his skates, and you know, out of the bushes jumps a bunch of Muslims or Jews
with scissors in their hands.
Yeah. And they're going to cut your toque or your hood off, and you know, do these videos up and phone the police on your smartphone or your cell phone, or whatever they call those things. And
you know, Ron. In all honesty, it doesn't. You don't even have to read between the lines to see what's going on there. No. I mean, but in all honesty, to think that somebody's going to run up behind you with a pair of scissors and want to cut off what's a garment that's on your head. is a joke in itself. And to make national news, these are professional
international reporters, professional news, international.
Sure, okay. These are professionals that get lots of money invested in this. I mean, does not somebody sit back for a second and say, okay, before we put this out, let's think about this. Some man is running behind some, 11-year-old child with a pair of scissors with the intent of cutting a garment off their head. I mean, if I was, I might be a racist, so people would call me because I just love my own race, and if I don't respect that, other things that happen, I would be considered racist. I would run up behind them, and I would rip it off their head and throw it in the friggin' bushes. I don't know if I'd carry a pair of scissors. And I don't want to say I'd use a knife because I'd be put in jail. But, right, who would be so stupid as to run up behind somebody? And the reason I say this is because of the people that reported it. But why would anybody run up behind somebody with a pair of scissors and go, I'm going to cut your head garment off?
Well, remember, the story is that he attempted it twice in 10 minutes.
See,
people are getting their act together. Europhobia is a good idea, and Muslims don't like dogs, so have a dog in the video, too. Have a dog slathering his big sloppy tongue over a few strips of bacon. While you're making the video, I mean, this is an opportunity to shove this crap in their face and have fun doing it. This is our chance to embarrass the side that and it's the politicians and the globalists, to absolutely embarrass them, and we need to take advantage of this. They handed us something here that if we don't take advantage of it, we're missing out on a real opportunity.
Well, didn't Trudeau Jr., like Bush Jr., the Canadian version of Bush Jr., Trudeau Jr., didn't he jump right out and defend that attack that was ultimately a lie?
I didn't spend much time.
Who were his professionals around him that advised him and say, before you speak, maybe we should take a closer look at this? Nope.
Well, that's why it's a setup, okay? This girl's going to school. I don't know who called the cops. So we have this little thing, this little girl saying, oh, some guy tried twice in 10 minutes with a pair of scissors to cut my hijab off. Wait a minute. If a man was trying to cut your hijab off, you're 11 years old, I think you wouldn't have much problem doing that, just grabbing and cut the damn thing off. So this is your story. Well, do you want to just wait a minute while we phone the prime minister, the premier of all the provinces, all the media, the international media, so we can ramp the shit out of this before we ever investigate anything?
But you love how they finalize it, though. Well, it was not a true story, but, it brings to mind that we got to be respectful, and we got to understand that could happen. I mean, that's storyline.
Well, I know that's the shame and the fear game.
It's not even. Oops, this is a bullshit story. It was all a lie, and we should never have brought it to the attention of the public because it was just a bullshit story. It was a bullshit story, but could happen. We should all feel guilty because
we didn't make Canadians.
It may happen. It might.
And we did. Could. Yeah.
Should have.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm going to make my mem up and I'm going to make it the M-F-U-C-K motion.
Okay, F-U-C-K. How are you going to spell that out? Never mind.
F-U-C-K, right?
Yeah, but
it's just a word. So they have motion 103, it's just numbers, so we just have a word, M-F-U-C-K, which is the Europhobia motion. And if you look at a European crooked, or you try to cut their toque off, or, you say anything negative to them, well, then the media is going to jump all over you, and the police is going to arrest you, and so on and so forth. So, you know, this is what I say. This is a spiritual, psychological war. And then when they give us something like this on a plate the way they did, we got to take advantage of it. Okay? Because we get this stuff out, it's going to raise up it's going to strengthen the spirit, mind, and spine of our people. We're not going to win this through violence. Okay. So we use the same tools they use and make them afraid of us, because we're not afraid of them. And we cannot be afraid of this so-called legal system, because it too is a fraud. You think about it. You got this little group of people that started a society that call themselves lawyers, and what they do is they write legalese, and legalese by definition is a jargon language which is used to deceive, thieve, and take advantage of. So these con men who call themselves lawyers are ruling us. What are we, stupid? Apparently. But we need to try to have some fun with this, because we're gonna change this around. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We're gonna change it around, because we don't have an option.
We gotta make
no option in this. We gotta win this one. We gotta get our nations back. We gotta kick the internationalists out of here, and we gotta become nationalists. Oh, did I say the word nationalist? Oh my God! Oh shit! I hear sirens. I see blue lights flashing.
We got to make them understand that we understand.
That's the whole point. Right?
That is it. I mean, all jokes aside, we must make them understand that we understand the game.
And
we're fighting back.
Yeah, and you ain't going to win the game, period. So what you going to do? Right? What's that? What's that thing? Was that a TV show? What you gonna do? What did I say? What you gonna do, white boy? And there's some kind of a saying or something like that from a TV show. No, I thought I heard something like that one time. What you gonna do, white boy, or something like that? What we're gonna do is we're gonna take our country back. We're gonna take our nation back. Period. If you don't climatize to us, we ain't climatizing to you. So you're gonna have to leave. That simple. I mean, you want racism when you talked about racism. I mean, Toronto has, what is it, 122 different languages or something?
Toronto is the smartest city in North America right now.
Really?
Pretty smart, eh?
How come they're so smart?
Well, they got sensors, they've got cameras, they've got if I want to go to work and I got none, I go to Toronto. I can help build another high rise. They're building a smart city there. They're pretty smart.
Well, Sunday,
all of them speak 122 languages, apparently. So I've been told.
Yeah. So that's not really a smart city.
Pretty smart.
But smart is stupid. You know, when I see these people driving around these little smart cars and they're going, you know, you got a smart car. Yes, I do. I just love it. Why? Because I'm stupid. That's why I drive a smart car. And I'm stupid. That's why I live in a smart city. You know, everything's upside down, you know.
Well, I don't know about you, and I don't know any other listeners from Canada that have really thought this through, but Toronto's gone, eh? It's gone.
Well, that's fine.
Well, no, it's not fine. It's part of my country. I think we should get smart and pull it back, and then go block to block and clean this out and put it back to what it was. We have two official languages, and we used to argue about those two official languages. We only wanted one, but we agreed to have two. So, okay, fine, now we have two. And then you go to Toronto and you get 122, 123. What's wrong with this pitcher?
Well, what's wrong with the pitcher is that we went along with this program.
We didn't. You did, maybe.
I didn't. I didn't even know that was going on in Toronto. I mean, you got to have seen my eyeballs when we rolled into Brampton, because when my cousin lived in Brampton, it was a smallish city, white. And when we went down to pick up Alex, it's like I rolled into a completely foreign country. You know, where'd the white people go? The what? The white people. You know, and when we ate in that restaurant, it was a big bitch of a restaurant. And we're the only two white people in it, me and Mark. And, you know, I'm going, oh, this is weird. When I'm seeing foreign languages on our transit buses that I can't read, because we're supposed to have, what is it, French and English? And what's written on that bus, I have no clue what's written on that bus. Because it ain't in French and it ain't in English. So, you know, this is not Brampton isn't Canadian. Toronto's not Canadian. As far as I'm concerned, just build a fence around the damn thing and let them get along by themselves. You know, but they're coming now to do the same thing to rural Canada, and that's flooding.
Hey,
you know, so I'm not too impressed with it. But I'm going to go make up my little motion, F-U-C-K, and stick it out there in the internet land, and see if I can't convince some people to have some fun with this and play a role, play the game. I mean, it's all theater anyways, right?
Well, I don't know about the theater.
We might as well have some fun at it.
I don't know about the theater in Toronto. I think that it's gotten to the point where we've got to put a full stop to that. I mean, this is...
I got an idea.
People that are afraid. I've got my son's girlfriend was terrified one day in Toronto. She got in an elevator with six Muslims. And they were all male, and she said, I was not confident. I did not know what to do. I was shaking in my boots. I put my head down and just prayed to God I could make it to where I wanted to go.
Yeah, that's got to stop.
Fortunately, she made it. But, I mean, how pathetic is that?
Well, listen, here's an idea. Why don't all the people with the dogs, you got a dog, Lucy, right? Why don't you?
Yeah, I apologize. She just barked. Yeah.
Well, that's not a problem. It's a dog. It has a right to bark. Politicians shouldn't have a right to speak, though. But anyways, why not? Next time you're out about town, why don't you get someone to fashion up a hijab for Lucy? And because Muslims don't like dogs, and if they see all the dogs wearing hijabs. I'm thinking a few brains might just explode right in the street. Yes, my dog has converted to Islam, and all of the dogs are now, I'm going to do that too, are switching over to Muslim. and Muslims hate dogs. And what are you going to do? You don't like dogs, but the dog's a Muslim. You got to like the dog. Lucy, say, what do you say? What's that word?
Ali Ali Akbar?
What is that?
I don't know. It's what they say. It's
well, that Akbar.
Like, God, I want to kill everybody. I don't know what it is.
No, that Akbar is praise their God or something, isn't it? Whatever it is. But whatever the saying is, I've got to come up with it.
It's for jihad.
Well, yeah, but we're not going to jihad your dog, right? What we're doing is, I don't want anybody raping your dog. You're going to just hijab on the dog and see your dog. Lucy's a girl, right? Yeah?
Yeah, with diamonds.
Oh, she's in the sky. Lucy Sky, I remember her. Lucy Sky dons a hijab. I think you could make the front page of a magazine with that one.
Put that on Facebook. That'll get you kicked off for 2 months.
Well, whatever. I don't care about Facebook. I really don't. I put up a post, and then I'm in jail for 7 days. And then I put up a post, and I'm in jail for 7 days. And I'm not even saying anything. I'm just, saying it as it is. But now what would be really good is to put a hijab on a big dog, like a shepherd or something, but put it on a male shepherd. So now what you've got is the women wear the hijab, and now you got the hijab on a male dog. So that would be probably looked upon as a gay dog. And the Muslims apparently don't like gays or dogs. I think we got to have some fun with this. Come on. You know, we really need to have some fun.
Now we're starting to work together, Ron. I think you and I will get together on that.
We're going to have some fun. I mean, I was so pissed off at this this 11-year-old fraud, and the fact that the police are involved in it. The media is involved in it, the politicians. Oh my God, look what happened. All the Islamophobia has risen to a new level. And I'm absolutely amazed that is not still on CBC site. They just pulled that sucker. So we have a duty to stick it, rub it in their nose, and have some fun with it instead of going, be angry about it, but have some fun with that anger. Because anger, of course, is a motivator. And it doesn't necessarily mean anger is not a negative term, really. It's a motivator. It's a positive term, because if you can't get angry, you can't get motivated, and then you can't have fun dressing up your dog in a hijab.
So it works.
So, anyways, I think we're just about out of time. I enjoyed the hell out of that night. Thanks for calling in, Chris.
Let me call it.
And I guess we'll be back here Thursday night, and hopefully I'm going after this. I want to see some videos up on YouTube, so I'm going to get shows over. I'm going to go and hammer on Facebook some stuff and see if we can't get some people motivated, and see if we can't have some fun. So I want to thank the people for goofing around in the chat here. Joe Friday and these other folks. Let's go have some fun. Hey, Chris. And thank you. And I hear some music. We're out of time. I love you guys. Take care. Have a good one. Sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Caesar shit, force of air. Fuck them back, it's only for the more. They shoot.